TNG Radio, where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland, Evangelistic Ministries. Welcome to Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. With that very famous verse, Acts 1, verse 8, I welcome you to this edition of Truth for a New Generation. Hi, Alex McFarland here. And in this program, I'm going to talk about power, P-O-W-E-R, the five or six ways that the believer in Jesus Christ has, yes, power. And I welcome you to the program. I was reading an article this week about how people increasingly are feeling powerless. Powerless. You know, the economy is struggling, and there are, in many school districts, arguments and fights over remote learning, and teachers don't want students in the classroom, or they do want students, and the district won't let them come, and there are fisticuffs and physical altercations on airplane flights, and the store shelves are empty in grocery stores throughout our nation's capital and on the West Coast. And people are asking, when are things going to get back to normal? One of the major news anchors this past week on air said that she was, quote, weary. So weary of COVID. And we all can relate to that, I'm sure. Well, I want to remind you, at a time when people are struggling and people are feeling increasing levels of desperation, that in all eras and at all times, the Church of Jesus Christ has power. You don't need to succumb to fear and anxiety and just stress and these feelings of hopelessness. You don't. We have power. Now, it's interesting, the Bible uses the word power, especially in the New Testament, speaking of Spirit-indwelt followers of Christ, more than 200 times. More than 200 times we read about the church having power. And there are two words, we've taught on this many times, but the word authority power and the word ability power. Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Christ has risen. He's ascending back to heaven. He gives the church that famous great commission. Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations. And Jesus says, all power on heaven and earth belongs to me. And the word there for jurisdiction, it's really ability power. In essence, Jesus Christ, as he left this world, as he commissioned his church to take the gospel around the world, he deputized his followers. He says, I give you this authority power. And so when you go out into this world, you are on God's turf. You don't have to be shy. You don't have to cower back in fear. You are representing the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have authority power, but we also have ability power. Do you remember verses like Acts 5:42 that says, daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now, how could they do that? Well, because they had power, Acts 1 verse 8. The Holy Spirit had empowered the church. And if you're a believer, I want to say that very same power, that very same Holy Spirit is yours. Do you know at the moment of salvation, you are imparted with spiritual gifts? Now, what are they? Spiritual gifts are supernatural abilities, things that you can do for God that you otherwise couldn't have done, skills and strengths you otherwise wouldn't have had. Now, no believer has all of the spiritual gifts, but every believer has one or more spiritual gifts, and you have power. You really do. You know, the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 99 says, quote, I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. We have insight. We have wisdom. We have knowledge, not just intelligence, but actual wisdom, because the Spirit of God dwells within us as believers, because the truth of Scripture, God's eternal word, is in our mind. So I want to talk about the powers that you've got, even in this time that the church, sure, I understand America right now is probably in the most tenuous, dire position it's ever been in any of our lifetimes. People are reporting that they've got trouble managing their emotions and their moods, even difficulty concentrating right now, loss of interest, this hopelessness. People are feeling a loss of interest in their things usually that they'd be passionate about. All over, people of many ages are experiencing a restlessness and a jumpiness. Doctors are reporting more and more cases of muscle tension and pain and sleep problems. That's one of the big challenges of our time right now. People are not resting well, and I understand it. If you're watching the news, you're obviously concerned about this world and about this country. But I want to talk about the areas, and I think it should be very encouraging to all of us, that we have power. Friend, you are not in a vulnerable position right now if you're a believer. If you're a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus, you are not vulnerable. Let me explain. Number one, power. We have power regarding the assurance of where we stand with God. Isn't that something? To have assurance about your relationship with God. And, you know, the Bible says that if we, 1 John 5:1, if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we've put our faith in Jesus, we are a child of God. And over we've shared verses about how you can have assurance. If you're a born-again believer, then you can have assurance. And that's the most important thing of all. I mean, not where the economy is headed, although that is important. Not even about the future state of my physical health, although that's important. The greatest power is to know that you have a right relationship with Almighty God. And death, when it comes, when you leave this world, you step into eternity, you'll be ready. 1 John 5:13. These things were written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. K-N-O-W. That's certainty. When we come back after this brief break, I'm going to give you four other areas where you, if you're a believer, you have power.
TNG Radio. The Apostle Peter wrote 1 Peter to remind us that Christians have true and lasting hope in their Savior, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus conquered death in an incorruptible, glorified body, we can be sure that our salvation has permanence as we walk through everyday life. The Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove presents Jesus Christ, Hope That Lives, Hope That Lasts for Every Believer, a special 3-day seminar with Alex McFarland. Alex will dig into 1 Peter to help you gain truths to live by and assurance to keep going. Come to The Cove near Asheville, North Carolina, July 8th through 10th for 3 days of in-depth Bible study, fellowship, and refreshing. Jesus Christ, Hope That Lives, Hope That Lasts for Every Believer, a study of 1 Peter with Alex McFarland. Find out more and register at thecove.org.
Have you ever wanted to raise your hand during a sermon? Well, here's your chance. Hi, Alex McFarland here from the nationally syndicated radio program Exploring the Word. For more than 10 years, my co-host Bert Harper and I have taught Scripture and answered hundreds of Bible questions. We've compiled a brand new book of the top 100 Bible questions from listeners of all ages, from questions about supposed Bible contradictions to apologetics facts that prove the truths of Scripture. This new book features practical content that will make the Bible come alive for you.
Can we really be sure that God exists?
Are there contradictions in the Bible?
I need a book that will help me understand the Bible better.
There is so much good content in this book.
100 Bible Questions and Answers, published by Broad Street Publishers and available at your local bookstores and also through resources.afa.net.
For apologetics resources, books by Alex McFarland, and to find out where Alex is speaking, visit alexmcfarland.com.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about how the believer has power, and we can be confident in that. Alex McFarland here, so honored that you're listening. Hey, you know, there was an Athenian general lived about five centuries before the birth of Christ. His name was Thucydides. You might have heard of Thucydides. He talked about courage. He said, "The secret to happiness is freedom, and the secret to freedom is courage." Friend, isn't it liberating? And don't you feel empowered to know that God is in control? Now, that was one of the great secrets of our nation, that we had freedom. We had liberty, and we were a courageous people, an innovative people, a creative people. America achieved great things because we had liberty. But our confidence was not in our own abilities, but in God. And the founders up through the modern era, many leaders and elected officials and our most beloved artists and public figures, they were quick to say that the secret of their success was the blessing of God. The secret of this country was the Lord and His favor. Abraham Lincoln said that we had been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven, but we had forgotten God. And periodically through our nation's history, when we needed reminders, the Lord and people who spoke for God would call America back to the source of our blessings, God. We need to do that again. You see, the Judeo-Christian moral code, the Mosaic law, the Ten Commandments, that was the bedrock of our government, our education, and our culture. We've abandoned that. John Dewey, who's been called the father of modern public education, John Dewey ridiculed not only the idea of moral truth that was applicable to everybody, but God itself. And John Dewey would say, there is no God, there is no soul, there is no natural law. Dewey once said this, "We no longer," and this is the one that is the godfather of modern public education. John Dewey said, quote, "There is no God, there is no soul. Hence, there is no need for the props of traditional religion. With dogma and creed excluded, immutable truth is dead and buried," said John Dewey. "There is no room for fixed natural law or permanent moral absolutes," end of quote. Now, that right there is the worldview problem that we face. And part of the reason that people feel powerless and they are afraid and people seem to not know what to do, and even our elected officials really don't get what America is about, it's because we've had now 8 or 9 decades of generations of American young people, the majority of whom sat under this type of philosophical education. No God, no soul. In other words, no intrinsic value to the human life. No creed, no dogma, and that's no doctrine, God, truth, scripture, morality, accountability. And there is no natural law. That's why we abort babies and we teach children transgenderism against what we know in our heart is right, and no moral absolutes. It's no wonder people are afraid, but I'm here to say that if you're a believer, you have power. The number one most fundamental empowering truth of life is the power that comes from knowing where you stand with God. Secondly, you have the power, now listen, you have the power, if you're a Christian, to understand the world and history itself. See, history comes alive once you realize that world history is really salvation history, and current events are really eschatological history. Now, what do I mean? Because if you know your theological terms, eschatology is the future events, right? End times. So this might sound like contradictory. Eschatological history, because history is past. Eschatology is future. But hang on. Here's the thing. Unfolding prophecy is daily turning into present reality. And then once it's done, it is history. So you don't really get or comprehend or grasp what's going on in the world without a knowledge of scriptural history. And as a Christian, we know the Bible says the world has a problem. It's called sin. There was a fall. And everything that's been going on since Genesis 3 is God's great work of salvation. God raised up the nation of Israel, through whom to send the Messiah Jesus. His prophesied coming was right on schedule. He rose from the dead. The church was born. The gospel went around the world. Europe emerged. And the Western world that was largely Christianized by the 600s to the 1100s, well, the Western world was built on the law of God. And then there was, in the Eastern world, the emergence of Islam and the centuries of battles and struggle that would happen in the Holy Land and in North Africa and Morocco and Turkey and places like that. But meanwhile, in the West, Christendom was built. And then finally, when there needed to be a revival, 500 years ago plus, there was the Protestant Reformation. And then the colonists came over here to North America, and the USA was formed. And the USA began to be the great missionary light to the world. See, one of the real empowering things of being a Christian is that you have the power to understand history. And as a corollary to that, you have the power to understand life. You know, I've had many an atheist say to me, well, you know, I don't believe in God because this world is so messed up. I'll say, so if there is no God, is there an ultimate moral code? And the atheist will say, of course not. So is there anything ultimately good or ultimately evil? And they'll say, no. I'm like, well, if there is no God and there is no good, it really makes no sense to condemn things that you think are quote-unquote bad. See, without God, you cannot really make a meaningful assessment of what life is all about. But if you're a believer and you know there's a God, and yes, he loves the world, so much so that he sent his son Jesus, but there are tears and there are pains and there's brokenness and it's a fallen world. Listen, you can comprehend life, and the meaning of life is to know Christ, and you grow and you experience God's faithfulness. You as a Christian have the power to understand history. You've got the power to comprehend life, and you have got the power to live every moment of every day in absolute assurance of where you stand with God.
TNG Radio.
Send your kids to a summer camp that'll change their lives for the gospel and equip them to defend the faith. Truth for a New Generation presents the Unashamed Biblical Worldview Camp. Go deeper with God at the Refuge Camp of Eastern North Carolina, July 17th through 22nd. Your 8th through 12th graders will hear from evangelist and apologist Dr. Alex McFarland, as well as conference speakers, pro-family activist, and radio hosts Will and Miki Addison from American Family Radio, as they share with your kids ways to effectively engage and transform the culture. Campers will also enjoy swimming, canoeing, fishing, soccer, volleyball, archery, and a whole lot more. A great summer camp of fun and faith building. The TNG Unashamed Biblical Worldview Camp, July 17th through 27th at the Refuge Camp in Aiden, North Carolina. To learn more and to register, visit alexmcfarland.com.
Are you tired of liberal agendas ruining our country, but you don't know what to do about it? That's why Truth and Liberty Coalition was founded. We want to equip you to take back our country and impact the world. Here's how we do it. We educate through broadcasts, conferences, and our website with resources that inform, equip, and motivate. We unify by collaborating with like-minded organizations like the Family Research Council, the Family Policy Alliance, and My Faith Votes. We mobilize by providing practical tools you can use to impact your local community. As Christians, We are called to make disciples of nations. Together, we can change the course of our country for good. Join Truth and Liberty to connect with believers and organizations who not only want to see a change in our nation, but a community that is actually doing something about it. Join us online for our broadcast and subscribe for relevant updates on our website, truthandliberty.net.
In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex McFarland is a voice you can trust to speak the timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here. We're going to talk about the power that you have as a child of the King. I do want to remind everybody, I'll be at The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville, July 8 through 10. I want you to be there. Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to study the book of 1 Peter. Wonderful accommodations, incredible food. Angie will be there, and you can join with us with people from all over North America as we fellowship, enjoy time together in the Lord, great worship. I'm sure, as she usually is, Gigi Graham will probably be there, and Will Graham, and we'll hear some incredible things about the ministry of Billy Graham and Samaritan's Purse. And so be there July 8 through 10. We'll study the book of 1 Peter. We'll pray together. We'll fellowship together. And we'll grow close to each other and close to the Lord. The other thing I want to remind you, oh, this is big, folks, our annual summer youth camp, Truth for a New Generation Ministries. It's going to be July 17 through 22nd. We're going to be just about an hour east of Raleigh. It's very easy to get to. You can drive, you can fly. Right now, I have space for about 30 females and 30 males, middle school, high school. And the theme this year is Unashamed, Building Your Biblical Worldview. I want your teens to be there, folks. I say this, invest a week that will count for a lifetime. Now, we'll do all the fun camp things, you know, hiking and fishing and ropes course, horseback riding, swimming, all of those great things, campfires and roasting marshmallows. But I'll be there, Will and Miki Addison, great music, great speakers, and we're going to talk to your young people about loving God and country. And let me just say this, folks, we need some people to scholarship some young people. We've never, ever turned away a youth for money. But if you feel led to help us, we're passing the baton of faith to young people. You can go on our newly redesigned website, the brand new alexmcfarland.com website. It's awesome. And we've got my travel calendar is on there. As you're hearing this, I am in Dallas, Texas for Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. We're doing a Sunday night event with First Baptist Dallas. It's wonderful. But please, so many wonderful things are going on, not the least of which is our summer Biblical Worldview Camp. And so go online, pray for us, support as you feel so led, and bring your youth, one youth or an entire church youth group. We want to take them through a journey of what it means to stand strong for Jesus Christ. And I thank you for your prayers and your interest. But at a time when many in our country feel powerless, we're talking about the fact that you have power. Power in your relationship with God. Reassurance. You've got insight to understand history, to comprehend life. Think about this. To comprehend life. God never abandons us. The Bible says He will never leave us or forsake us. We understand life. Even when those around us fall away, disappoint us, let us down, maybe even when we stumble and we backslide, look, we know that for the Christian, there's always restoration. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. And so one of the great empowering things for the Christian is that we understand life. Now, do you know what? We also have power to overcome our past. I jokingly say sometimes, you know, we human beings, we have more baggage than Samsonite. But do you know what? Your past can be healed in Jesus Christ. One of the verses we've shared so many times, Joel 2:25, God restores the years the locust has eaten. Maybe you've got years that you just wish you could even forget. Talk to Christ about it. Lay it before Jesus and say, God, heal my emotions. Please heal my mind. But now you've got to prime the pump. You've got to forgive. And there are things you have to let go of. And there are habits that you know are not pleasing to the Lord, and you need to admit that and own up to the things in your own heart and soul that you need to change. But you can be victorious in your life, and you can be set free from painful things from the past. And do you know what? Also, along these lines, you've got the power to stay hopeful in the present. Isn't that great? You know, I came up, if you know our family's history, we had debilitating financial problems, bankruptcies, a farm family in rural North Carolina. My mom and dad, they're in heaven now, but it seems like growing up, they were always fighting about money. It was not fun. And the bank came to put us out of our house. They had to sell off all the furniture, and we slept on the floor in an empty house. And I remember on the front porch when they came to repossess the house and put us on the street, I was just a little boy. My mother was crying and shouting at the man from the bank. And it was not a time of hope for our family. But do you know what happened? My mother and dad were watching Charles Stanley on TV. Charles Stanley's probably on today. And they came in and they told my sister and me that they had recommitted their lives to Christ. And we prayed over the checkbook. Now, things didn't turn around overnight. We didn't the next morning have a windfall of money. But do you know what we had suddenly as our family, finances, baggage and all? Years of struggle and dysfunction and arguing and fighting and screaming, we came to Christ and we laid it before Jesus. And suddenly, guess what we had? We had hope. Do you know what? You have power to understand what the future holds. Do you know, Jesus said to his disciples in Mark 13, he said, "See, I have told you all things, and you can know what the future holds. Because you're a Christian." Do you know, in the communist takeover of China, the story is told of a Chinese pastor being tortured. And one of the communists were beating this pastor within an inch of his life. And the torturer said, "Where's your God now? Where's your all-powerful God?" And day after day, the soldier would beat the pastor and said, "You have no power." And the pastor would whisper, "I have power. I have power." And the man torturing him said, "How do you have power?" The pastor said, "I have power to love you." And the soldier was broken and ultimately became a Christian. Friend, you have power, and Jesus is as close by as a prayer. I hope today, rather than feel powerless, you embrace the one who had power over death and the grave, and who stands ready to forgive you, restore you, and empower you today. Jesus. Turn to him now, won't you?
TNG Radio is made possible by the friends of Alex McFarland Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment, alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time for more Truth for a New Generation on TNG Radio.